Tomorrow in St. Paul, the Minnesota Department of Health is holding a public forum on protecting the state's drinking water resources from contaminants. Joining us now with more about this is Michelle Ross. She's a program coordinator for the Department of Health's Contaminants of Emerging Concern program. Talk to us a little bit about contaminants of emerging concern. What does that mean?
Sure. Contaminants of emerging concern, there's actually a lot of different agencies and organizations that are doing work around contaminants of emerging concern. And so you might hear a lot of different definitions about what that is. But here at the Department of Health, in our program, we consider a contaminant emerging concern to really be any chemical that there may be new information for. So there could be new data about the health effects for humans, or there could be new information about the amounts of it that are in water, or it could just be a chemical that's being used in a new way. So there's a new potential for exposure. So it's a lot of times it can be an old chemical. It's just that there's new information about that chemical. So it's not really the contaminant that's emerging, but our concern about that contaminant.
So that'd be similar to the information released not too long ago about all of the antibacterial soap.
Yes, actually, we did develop guidance for triclosan, so that's a perfect example, and that was just in the Star Tribune, I think, recently. The triclosan is a great example. It's a personal care product that people use a lot, and you wash your hands, and that washes right out into the water system, and then it gets pumped back into your tap. So it's a perfect example. So we did develop guidance for that, and actually, the Department of Health recommends just regular soap and water versus antibacterial soaps.
So that's one example of where some of these contaminants come from. Where else might these contaminants come from?
Well, again, like I said, we kind of consider a contaminant emerging concern, you know, can be almost any class of chemicals. So a pharmaceutical or personal care product like triclosan, as we mentioned, or pesticides or industrial chemicals. So pharmaceuticals, it's the same sort of issue. They've been getting flushed a lot. That's sort of the old way to dispose of your pharmaceuticals that have been expired or just aren't in use anymore. And that, again, goes right into the water system. Pesticides can run off after they're applied. And then industrial chemicals, they can either be discharged to the groundwater system through a spill, or, again, they can run off into the water system.
So then why specifically is the Department of Health concerned about these contaminants?
Well, that's a great question. So the Department of Health, we've always been concerned about any chemicals that are in drinking water, so including those that are in groundwater as well as surface water. So about the majority of the state does get their water from the groundwater, but there is a large portion of the population, especially in the metro area, that gets their water from surface water sources like the Mississippi River. We've historically evaluated chemicals that have been found in drinking water, but we haven't always had the resources to be as proactive as we'd like to look for new chemicals and address new concerns. And so we, through some funding allocations through the Clean Water Legacy Amendment, we're able to do this complementary program to our existing program and look at contaminants that are not just in groundwater but also in surface water and be a little more proactive in our approach to protecting drinking water in the state.
It's kind of a nice switch to hear a little proactive action.
Yeah, it was exciting for us, for sure.
Okay, now you mentioned an example of consumers making choices in the products that they buy to reduce the amount of contaminants. Are there other things you can think of or other choices that folks might make that might help reduce some of these chemicals?
Absolutely. Yeah, in terms of, especially for just your general consumer, the biggest impact you can have is in what you buy, obviously. So pharmaceuticals and personal care products are the big impact areas for consumers. So fragrance-free products are a good option for reducing the amount of chemicals that you're exposed to. Again, like with the antibacterial issue, just using regular soap and water is just as effective as antibacterial soaps. And also, if you can... hold on to your pharmaceuticals and hazardous waste materials until there's either a drug take-back program in your area or a hazardous collection event in your area. Those are great alternatives for disposing of some of those products, but also just make sure if you can't take it to an event, just make sure that you're not flushing your pharmaceuticals.
Excellent. And now again, tomorrow the Department of Health is holding a public forum on protecting drinking water. What is the purpose of that forum tomorrow?
Our forum, it's an annual meeting that we have. It gives us a chance to talk with the public and other stakeholders who are doing work around contaminants of emerging concern.
Again, if you are just tuning in, we are talking with Michelle Ross, Environmental and Program Review Coordinator with the Minnesota Department of Health. To learn more about contaminants of emerging concern, check out the MDH website. And I believe that is health.state.mn.us.
That's exactly right.
Well, thanks for joining us, Michelle.
Thank you very much for having me.